In our bulletin each Sunday, if you open it up, it's kind of cool, isn't it? That it tells you, I read it this morning, it says on page 3, serving you. You know what service is at our church? Service is not this. We need to end this. Service is not getting a job done. That is not service. Service is falling back so that we can get other people closer to God. And that's what you're doing when you sign up to serve at Peace Lutheran Church in whatever capacity you do to serve. Did you know that if you signed up to greet someone, that's not just getting a job done so that bulletins are handed out? You may be the answer to someone's prayer that week, that they're looking for a smile from someone's face. Did you know that if you sign up to help on the audiovisual soundboard, it's not just pushing buttons? Did you know that there are people listening, waiting for their names to be prayed for on this broadcast? You're helping people know that people care and love for them and that God hears their prayers. Did you know that when you sign up to serve in fellowship, yes, you may not make friends that particular Sunday, but you are opening up opportunities for other people to make friends, for fellowship to expand with other people. Service is not a let's get it done kind of activity. And it's not about perfection. It's about dropping back so that other people can feel cared for, so that they can feel listened to, so that they too can serve. Service, how many of you believe that service is good for you? Anyone believe that? Oh, good, good. Hey, I don't need to preach my sermon. You got it. Yeah, that's sweet. Boy, service is so good for you. The benefits are for you. In the last couple years, there have been some powerful studies that have caught my attention. One book, go ahead and Google it, The Power of Regret. It's called The Power of Regret. That sounds like a heavy book. I get it. The book was published by a behavioral specialist by the name of Daniel Pink. It was published in 2022. Educators are grabbing on this concept of the power of regret. You know, the power of regret is something that is really a powerful emotion inside of us. Do you realize this? In David Pink's study, he researched over 30,000 people globally to discover what is behind the power of regret. And you know what he discovered? He said that 90% of people have this powerful emotion inside of their hearts. Does anyone, you don't have to say what your regret is, but can anyone relate to that regret in your life? Yeah, some of you are raising your hands. What was interesting, though, in the research was what people regretted. You might think that what people regret are the actions that they took in life. They made a decision about a career choice, or they made a decision about a life. And there's some of that. That does happen in people's lives. We regret some action that we took at some point in our college years or something like that. Who knows? You know what was the most powerful regret in the majority of people, especially in their 40s, 50s, and 60s? Inaction. Is that wild? Not anything that anyone ever did, but a sense of sitting on the sidelines and not participating and not serving. That's the biggest regret that adults have later on in life. One thing I promise you as we sign up and we think about serving at Peace is that you're never going to say this. No one should ever say this at Peace. Boy, you know what? I regret that I signed up for fellowship too often in 2021. I don't think I've ever heard someone say that before. You'll never say that. But you know what you might say? You might say this. I regret that I never signed up to help with fellowship or to usher. Service in the church allows us to choose action in life. And so as we close out the service, I have to think that if the question were posed to Jesus, did you have any regrets in life? I don't think Jesus would have said, yes, I have any regrets in life, because he was so busy getting out in front, leading, directing, teaching, showing people the way. But then he was so busy falling behind to serve, to care, to have conversation, to uplift others. And my prayer for every person here today is that we can say the same thing, that at the end of our life, we can get so caught up in leading, being shining examples of his light and of his salt on earth, but also that we're so caught up in pulling back and serving others where they are, that we will also say, I don't have any regrets. I did what the Lord wanted me to do. May that be the case. Amen.